Well, I got to thank John and Bob and especially George, all the guys at GCN. You're really doing a good job putting this show together. We're almost there. We have worked out a number of our technical bugs and got our production up for the most part, and we're glad that you all could endure and be patient along with me. I only broke several televisions during this launch of our new show on Genesis Communications Radio Network. If you haven't heard us before, I'm Jack Love, your narrator and radio gun here 2 hours a day with our show Deadline Live, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time on Genesis Communications Radio Network, right after Alex Jones, of course. Funny coincidence is when we made this prediction that we're going to discuss here in about 10 minutes, it was right after the very show you heard replayed today on the Alex Jones Show. And here we are again following up with very similar information and keeping in theme here on Genesis. I hope you all don't think that we have meetings to figure this stuff out. It just kind of happens. Coincidentally and naturally, we're about to open up the phone lines and go right to your calls, 800-259-9231. Eric Rainbow will be joining us here in just about 10 minutes to talk about this numerological prediction that we made right on American and international radio airwaves. Let's go to Steve in Virginia. Steve, you're on Deadline Live. What's on your open mind?
Hi, Jack. In reference to the cards, I do use a card at the pump, and I always get the receipts and bring it home to my girlfriend. She does our finances. I don't want to bring
up that. But here's the thing: you got to have this business, tax write off. You got to keep all of these records, but that works both ways. Records are being kept on you the entire way. Again, another convenience.
No, they're tracking everything we do. It seems like, and
that's true.
Yeah, this is what...
Well, if you've got nothing to hide, what are you worried about?
Well, and, who doesn't have... They've always got something they can get on you, usually. They can, whoever they are, they can manufacture something if they want, I feel.
Yeah.
And if you get in the way, like some of these journalists, maybe get a little too deep, then, you get murdered.
And none of our business is the answer to that question. Go ahead.
Right. But, just a couple things. I'm kind of upset about this new weapon, this electronic or electromagnetic beam pulsation thing that they've got, plasma ray, or that they're going to use on protesters, or they're saying they're going to.
Pulse energy projectile weapon.
Yeah.
Designed to trigger extreme pain from a distance of 1.25 miles, already saying they're going to use it on protesters and activists.
We are just really in an Orwellian type style future. It's happening right now. I don't want to sound paranoid, but, with Hunter just supposedly committing suicide, which I gotta tell you, I certainly don't believe that, Sandy Castellero committed suicide.
Yeah.
And I just feel that there's other journalists who've been killed, and I don't know about Hunter. I mean, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I don't know what to think, but it's just, I'm getting scared, and I guess a lot of people are. And
I gotta go to break. You can stay with me if you want. Steve, John, Jimmy, and our guests coming right up after this Deadline Live. Open mind Friday. Stay tuned.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100-to-1.
Yeah, and I guess we can go ahead and say that Canada is not Canada, Russia is not Russia, China is not China. Great Britain, I think, is pretty much Great Britain. Thanks for joining us, folks. Jack Blood with you, Deadline Live, this Friday, the third day of the third month, 2005. That adds up to a 12. We're going to be talking a little bit about numerology. Eric, if you're out there, give us a call. We're expecting you to call in. You have the number. Look at your emails, and My producer, John, will let me know if you're on the line. That gives us more time to go back to the lines. And again, open line Friday all day today, 1-800-259-9231 to call into the Genesis Studios right now, 800-259-9231. We'll try to get everybody on as quickly as we can. Let's go back to Steve in Virginia, because Steve, you are venting a little bit, and I just want you to get it all out, brother.
Yeah, well, I don't want to ramble, and I don't want to sound paranoid, but I do want to say that, you know, I'm with you, Jack, and I really like this station, and I just want to do, I want to help, and I'm going to do what I can to help in a nonviolent way, because that's my way, although I feel like they're going to use violent means to,
yeah.
But it seems to me that it is a war, and it's a war of control.
Well, it is a war for your mind, as the primer, the liner says during the Alex Jones show. I mean, I can't really disagree with that. They want your mind, and that's why I've always believed that this is going to be more of a covert war than anything else. They're going to try to put that down, Steve, so that they can get your mind, they can get your subconscious, they can get you locked in without firing a shot. We've got to first protect ourselves with that, but we also got to get out there in the community. Man, I mean, look, if I can give you all any tips or advice on how to do this, we've done it all over the country, and build a coalition in your own town or city, you know, just let me know. I'm happy to help, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on where you live, but there's always people out there that'll probably want to join, and, you know, hopefully people will get together and start working together on this. I mean, we've got to. We as the slaves or the bees, worker bees or the ants or whatever you want to call us, the people on the bottom, you know, and maybe in the middle too. We've got to get together, and we've really got to look at what's being done, and we've got to, and just thank you for exposing this, and you got other callers, so, you know, go ahead and get to them, and thank you.
I appreciate your call. You know, we have a lot of listeners over in Virginia, close to where the federal government rules at 11 square, of course it's 11 square mile property there, but look, I mean, there's a lot we can do, folks. If you can set aside a few hours a week, you know, we have things for you to do, and it feels just great to be surrounded by people in your community that believe, as you do, that we have to take this country back. So, minimally, you're not alone, and the only way to really know that is to get the word out in your community, you know, spread the word and find out and meet others who might listen to this broadcast or, you know, have taken the red pill, and you're going to find out, all in all, that, you know, we have a lot of people here on our side. Ultimately, the bottom of the pyramid holds up the top of the pyramid, you know, where the all-seeing eye is located, and we are holding up the top of the pyramid. It's just as simple as that. We've got the numbers, you know, we've got the knowledge, we've got the information, we've got people that are willing to go out on the street and do whatever needs to be done. I love that movie, The Fight Club, folks, and I always recommend that people watch that, because if you look at near the end of the movie, when it starts becoming evident that they have infiltrators in every industry, you know, this is how the trains run on time, as I like to say, it's because our listeners are out there making sure the trains run on time. So if and when the time becomes necessary, we've got people in every industry out there who can make sure that the trains don't run on time, let me say. Now, that's just a notice to, I guess, the powers that be, that we're not going to take this laying down, bottom line. I want to go to John and Jimmy. You guys hold on, and everybody else holding to get on the program today, hold on. We're going to go to you right a minute, in just a few minutes, but I want to bring up my guest who's with us now. His name's Eric Rainbow, and he has been sending me, well, over the period of the last couple of months, a number of numerological predictions, and really breaking down what the New World Order says, giving me the New World Order's calling cards. And I've had a lot of people do this in the past, and sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. But we took Eric's prediction on the 22nd, and we broadcast that prediction. And apparently, according to some of the sources here we have, that it was an accurate prediction. Well, let's just welcome Eric Rainbow to the show. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Jack. Thanks for having me on your show.
It's good. You've done a lot of work. In fact, we're going to make that work available to folks who are listening now on my website. If you go to our links page, you'll be able to download Eric's work and get much more background than I'm going to be able to give you today. But Eric, set this clip up. We've got that clip from the 22nd. I'm going to play that here, but we just have to do it real quick here. But set that up for us.
All I wrote you an email based on the information that I sent you. You posted a link to the original work that I had hosted on a site, freeworldwars.com, that's called The Numerological Trail of the Beast.
Yeah.
The Hidden Hand. And then I kept sending you some more information for the prediction that I had made that I wanted to alert the public of was one that was published in the original version of the book, and it's on the back cover of the book, a graphic
You saw this day of February 22nd, 2005, coming into view and made some predictions according to that date, well in advance.
Right, and it's concerning the staged release of a deadly plague, something of incredible importance. And this is something that I've been having in the back of my mind since I started doing 911 research about 3 years ago. There in Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And when I initially contacted Alex Jones about it, because I was thinking the New World Order could get their way of total control, martial law, military on the streets, and a reduction of population, which is part of their agenda,
yeah,
would be the release of a deadly plague. And based on
Let me just make it clear, I don't want to scare people here, because the deadly plague might not even be real. I mean, that's not what the prediction's about, only that there will be some type of an announcement, or that, you know, we'll get this fear-mongering through the establishment media, because it might work just as well, even if the deadly plague isn't real. They're still going to be able to, you know, declare martial law, vaccinate everybody, and shoot people on site that don't accept the quarantines.
Exactly. So using the numerology that I've discovered over the past half a year, and what the UN did on 11/11/04 is convened to have a meeting, the World Health Organization, about the coming pandemic, I saw clearly. Then, as I'll explain that there's a scheduling, I estimated 3 months and 11 days later, which figured out to be 2/22/05.
Okay, that's a pretty good setup. Now, we're going to play this clip in this next segment, and we're going to get Eric to comment on that, folks. Eric Rainbolt with us. You're listening to Deadline Live. Open mind, open line. Friday, we'll be right back after these messages. Yeah, Michael Savage can play. Michael Savage can play Motley Crue. I certainly can play the Ramones on this program. Thanks for joining us, folks. Deadline Live. Jack Blood here with you this Friday. Open Mind, Open Line radio program. 1-800-259-9231. If you want to get in, we're going to go to your calls periodically throughout this broadcast. 800-259-9231. Anything that's on your open mind. With us is our guest today, Eric Rainbolt. And Eric, you were setting this up. You had given me this information on the 22nd. I had used your information because I thought, hey, even if we're wrong, I like to put this stuff out here. So we put this on the permanent record. Eric, what we're going to do now is play that clip, and we'll have you comment when we come back. Go ahead, John, roll that.
The 22nd day of February 2005. And that's also a very, keeping things in theme, going according to the last show I'm sure you were listening to, talking about numerology, today has a very interesting significance. Of course, 222 divided in half is 11. We know how significant that 11s are and how the globalists like to use 11. But if you add up these numbers, strangely enough, 2 2 2 2 plus 0 0 plus 5, you get the number 13, and you can also glean the number 11 out of it. This day really has a high occult density to it. Who knows? Maybe a killer flu virus will be unleashed. Of course, the UN's WHO met on that topic 11/11/04. That's the same day as Yasser Arafat's death, or some have accused assassination. 3 months and 11 days prior to today, 2/22. And of course, we know that 3/11 was 911 days after 9/11/2001. We know that the globalists like to use these calling cards, as I like to call them. So we will keep our eyes open today. Of course, a lot of this stuff kind of goes on under the scene, doesn't it?
All right, so that was the information that we used from Eric Rainbolt on the 22nd. And Eric, tell us now what happened on that day that would make that revelation correct.
Okay, well, thank you for doing that. I think it's very important to the key to disclosing their numerology and, you know, giving it validation.
Yeah.
What happened on that day was that the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, who is in charge of disseminating these announcements of these, what they're calling a pandemic, a globally pandemic flu plague, but they're using a smokescreen calling it bird flu, the Asian bird flu. And what the real killer virus was in the past was in 1917 and 1918, there was a Spanish flu outbreak right near the end of World War I. And that killed about 30 million people around the world. It was a very contagious, deadly plague. It hit people in their 30s. The males in their 30s are actually the highest mortality rate, near 80%, but average 72%. As also reported on MSNBC on 222, that this mutation that they expect from the bird flu is going to, have that kind of mortality rate. So there's a lot of propaganda.
Well, that's exactly what your prediction laid out. And again, I mean, I'm glad that we recorded that and played it so that we can go back and show that this type of things, this actual system works. How did you do it, Eric?
Okay, well, when I was investigating that, well, first of all, let me explain. I'm a Christian Bible believer, and one of my first clues on this that I got about 6 months ago is that there's three numbers in Daniel's Revelation and Revelation, and it's 1260 days, 1290 days, and 1335 days. So at the very beginning, I just applied those on top of 9/11. I actually got 222, 205. I got March 24th, 2005, and I got May 8th, 2005. It astonished me that March 24th is Holy Thursday, May 8th is Ascension Sunday, so I knew that there was some significance here, but what really led me on to this is when I discovered all the numerology surrounding 911 itself, all the 11, and there's so much that I'd like to get into, the examples of it. I'd like to go through some personalities, some major examples
here. Yeah, I have a number myself that we'll get into here throughout the program, but go ahead.
So I extrapolated back in a time by researching through online encyclopedias all the way back to 1900 and all the way up to current time in 2005. And I compiled all this information and I noticed that there was this pattern occurring. I've always been pretty good at math. I was an electrical engineer. I worked at Motorola down in Austin on the Power PC microprocessor. And I had saw something significant here. So when I composed that initial essay, The Numerological Trail of the Beast, it just completely blew my mind that most of the major events of the world of the last 100 years have been according to this occult, what I call occult numerological
trail. Right. Well, the thing that's kind of scary here, Eric, is that not only did you predict using this method that something would happen on the 22nd, but you predicted exactly what it would be, and you made mention of pandemics and the CDC. You were dead on that. We're going to take a break, so I want to find out, you know, how often this works and how you got so close on this one, and, of course, we're going to take more calls. You're listening to Deadline Live. I'm Jack Blood. Open Mind, Open Line Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these important messages.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
You have the power. You have the power. You have the power. You have the power.
Yeah, the fears our guest today has the power. You know, look, I mean, we're talking about numerology here, and I shouldn't have to make this disclaimer. I mean, I'm not sitting in a room with incense and chanting and trying to dial in numbers from around the universe, but this is something that has a history that goes back roughly 4,000 or more years back into the mystery schools and the teachings of Babylon and Sumer and right up into today's day. And we know that the Queen of England and the Prime Minister and the President of the United States, in fact, under the Reagan administration, they openly bragged how they had an astrologer and numerologist working in the White House. So, look, folks, if we can find a way to decode the New World Order and to dial this stuff in,
Well, I think it might be rather helpful. Eric Rainbolt is with us on today's program. And folks, just to let you know, we are going to go right to your calls for the second hour. That's all we'll do is take your calls. So you're just going to have to suffer through the top of the hour, 5-minute news, if you could just bear with us that long, and then we'll go right to the phone. Eric, let's tell people, because you have quite a bit of work on this, which you're making available to the public. I have that at the bottom of my links page at jackblood.com. Go to our favorite links page at the very bottom, and what will people get there? What are you offering in the way of downloads?
Well, the book, which was initially called Revelation 911, is given away for free as an e-book, a 117-page e-book, which contains the whole history of the world from 1900 to 2005, highlighting these significant major world events that all followed this numerological timeline. And I'd like to get into that and what that is exactly a little bit more and provide some examples.
And we're going to do that. That's what we're going to spend a lot of the time in the second hour today. Before we do so, let's go back to this prediction, because, again, we went to break in the last segment. I was asking you, how did you get such an accurate prediction? What, again, stuck out that the CDC would be involved specifically and that this could have something to do, again, with this coming pandemic? What was it, again, that tipped you off to that using your code?
Okay, well, there were so many factors. Again, I've been doing 911 research for 3 years, and then I had a show in 911 exposed.com news hour from 2002 to 2003. Uh-huh. Traveled outside the country. I wrote a book about the Federal Reserve and how the hijacking of America took place economically. It's called The Untruth of the World. There's a book sample of that at 911exposed.com. People can download, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then just aggregating all this knowledge, and I'm a chess player too, so I'm trying to play chess against the globalists, metaphorically speaking. What can they do to accomplish their goal?
How many moves ahead of us are they, Eric?
Let's just say if they've been. George Orwell said
it's chess, but it's not checkmate. What did George Orwell say?
Who controls the past controls the future.
That's right. Second hour of Deadline Live coming up. We're going to keep Eric with us for the remainder of the show. We're going to take your calls on Open Line, Open Line Friday, 800-259-9231. Top of the hour news, and we'll be right back to go right into your calls. Deadline Live, Jack Blood. We'll see you on the other side.
You are listening to GCN.
Hard-hitting news, alternative talk radio. Get ready, America, for Deadline Live with your host, Jack Blood. Deadline Live is a weekly wrap-up for those too busy in the daily grind to discern and dissect the news. While the so-called mainstream media buries the truth, Jack Blood uncovers it, exposing the lies that our trusted government officials do not want us to know. And now, honk your horns, America, and please welcome Jack Blood.
Second hour, Deadline Live, now coming your way. Jack Blood reporting, your radio gun, your narrator, here for the next hour. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time on the one and only Genesis Communications Radio Network. It is the, I was saying it was the third earlier, it's the fourth day. It's the fourth day of March 2005, which happens to equal up to a 12. We might talk about that as well. I published two websites, jackblood.com, jackblood.net. I encourage you all to go over and get involved in our forums at jackblood.com, where real-time news is being posted as we speak, and like-minded individuals, for the most part, and are discussing that information. And yes, we're getting rid of the infiltrators as they come in. Eric Rainbolt is with me today, and we're talking about his book and his predictions of Revelation 9-11, how the Illuminati are practicing Satanism, creating world, quote, history to bring in world government. Eric, thanks for joining me today. I think this information is fascinating.
Yes, thank you. Maybe we should just all take a deep breath and lay a little foundation. And I think that you've done a great job in that, and your audience is already aware of the Federal Reserve scam and how the international bank has hijacked America and how they control through secret societies such as Skull and Bones and the Masonic Order and basically corporations. And they have a giant economic money pyramid here where all along people are serving the dollar, corporations are serving the dollar, all controlled by the very top, the apex of the pyramid, the money masters, the Illuminati world bankers, all going up to a round table where basically this numerology that is exposed through history proves that the major world events are being conducted from a round table.
And that's a really good point to bring up, and that is part of the foundation, is that, you know, this is just another coordinate, another component, again, as you say, Eric, to prove that this is being engineered, that a lot of this, quote, world history isn't history at all, that it is being engineered. And again, these numerological happenstances are, in a way, their calling card. Well, give us a little bit of the foundation, and I want to go to the calls. I don't want people holding too long, but what do we need to know about this? Do you want to read Revelation 9-11? That's interesting.
Maybe at the end of this, but I'd like to lay the foundation of some quotes. Throughout history, Roosevelt said nothing in politics happens by accident. If it happened, it was meant to happen that way, and that is so true. Everything is orchestrated. There is a quest for a one-world order or one-world government that has been going on since the inception of the United States itself. May 1st, 1776, Adam Weishaupt formed the Barbarian Illuminati with the idea of forming a world government through conquest and deception. It's hidden. Right in plain view, it's on the back of a dollar bill, a new acceptus novus ordo seclorum in Latin literally translates to announcing the birth of the new secular order, or an order without God, or the new world order. And there's all that occult numerology all splattered across the whole back of the dollar bill. There's 13s everywhere.
That's right. Almost everything you count on the back of the dollar bill adds up to 13. You want to tell people how that happened?
Oh, well, a lot of this happened around the 1930s. That actually happened under Roosevelt, too, when he commissioned the Great Seal.
Should we tell people that, at least to my information, and maybe you can confirm this for me, but 12 generally equaling the zodiac, the 12 months of the zodiac, you add one for the sun in the middle of that zodiac, and many people say the 13 represents the sun god, though that has many interpretations.
Right, that eye on top of the pyramid is the scaly lizard eye, the eye of the all-seeing eye of the devil, or the eye of Horus, going back to mystery religion in ancient Babylon.
Now, you make a point that's a scaly lizard eye. People can actually see this for themselves. Now, I know it sounds very strange, but because you know how people are going to think and what connections they're going to make here, Eric, but that's right. If you take a magnifying glass to your dollar bill, you might find a lot of very interesting things. I think on the new $20 bill, I found a fanged bat with blood dripping off of its fangs hidden in the peripheral of the design. But as you say, I mean, it's strange, man. I mean, it's just really weird.
Yes, and everything is being architected for this grand design of this one-world government, even wars. For instance, World War I ended on the 11th day of the 11th month at the 11th hour in 1918 to symbolize the number 11. And let me explain. 11 is the most key number. Multiples are 22 and 33. And you know that 33 is the highest degree ranking of Scottish Freemasonry, which a lot of government officials all around the governments of the world are involved in.
And let me just say, in 1445, King Charles had this elite Scots Guard, which started out with 33 men, and as they added more people into the elite Scots Guard, they did so in increments of 13. Of course, now we have the Scottish Rite Freemasonry with 33 degrees. Go ahead.
Yeah, and verse number 11, we're living in the age of Aquarius, the 11th sign of the zodiac, which the New Ages refer to the New Age. That we see 11 there. Genesis 11 is about the Tower of Babel. And then, of course, we have the final 11 apostles who saw Jesus ascend. So 11 is what they view as a very powerful number. Getting back to the war, I'd like to read a quote by A.J. Taylor, a British historian, who wrote, "No matter what the political reasons are given for war, the underlying reason is always economic and serving the interests of the established elite." That statement just absolutely rings with truth.
Let me add this, too, because I know that this is also contained in your book, but let's just give people an idea of how these 11s work. Of course, the 9-11, the date of the attack, 9-11, 9 plus 1 plus 1 also equals 11. Each building, the World Trade Center towers, had and they look like 11s. The two buildings look like 11s, but they each had 110 stories, which 11 can be gleaned. The first plane to hit the towers was Flight 11. After September 11th, there are 111 days left to the end of the year. September 11th is the 254th day of the year. 2 plus 5 plus 4 equals 11. 119, 9/11 backwards, is the area code for Iraq and Iran, interestingly enough. The World Trade Center towers collapsed to a height of what? Oh, 11 stories. The state of New York was the 11th state added to the Union. New York City has 11 letters. Afghanistan has 11 letters. The Pentagon has 11 letters. Ramzi Youssef, the bomber in 93, 11 letters. Flight 11, 92 on board, 9 plus 2, 11. The Flight 11 call letters were AA11. Flight 11 had 11 crew members aboard. Flight 77, 65, again, 6 plus 5 equals 11. And Flight 77 was 155 feet long. 1 plus 5 plus 5 equals 11. A Napoleon Bonaparte once said, "What is history but a fable agreed upon?" I think that, it's more than that, Eric.
Oh, yeah. Let's just go ahead and review some major examples of history. Let's look at John F. Kennedy. The 13 days of October was engineered to happen from that period of time, 10-14, 1962 to 10-27, 13 days. On 10-22, he gave a speech where the whole world was in fear of a nuclear holocaust. Then exactly 13 months later, he was assassinated on the 33rd parallel on 11-22-1963.
That's just the very beginning of that, of course, Eric. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break, and I'm going to let you just finish this current line of thought. We're going to go right back to the calls. Folks, I'm sorry we made you hold so long, but we're going to go right to you after this. 800-259-9231. You'll get right on the air. Deadline Live, Jack Blood. Stay tuned. Listeners are all up there dancing on the heads of the New World Order. Welcome back to the show, folks. Deadline Live, Jack Blood here with you. My guest today, Eric Rainbolt. We're talking about his book, Revelation 9-11, New World Order, and some of the predictions that we can say are chronicling in history that there is some type of an occult presence within the New World Order in our government. This is proven. And this book is available for free, a free download, folks. So here, we're not trying to make any money off you. We're not even trying to tell you what to think. We're throwing this out there to show you, again, that there's an occult presence. Now, Eric, I want to take from the top of your book here, this is, I think, extremely important that people understand. The definition of the word numerology, first of all, is study of the occult meanings, not just the meanings of numbers, the occult meanings of numbers and their supposed influence on human life. And occult is defined as hidden from view and concealed. That pretty much sets the stage, Eric.
Yeah, but we're announcing one of the biggest news stories the whole world has to experience right here, that we've been played like a deck of cards by these communist Illuminati bankers set up on a hell-bent on a one-world government.
And we've been warned, and, you know, even you mentioned FDR earlier, and, you know, he had been talking to Colonel Mandel House, who we know had been an operator in the Wilson administration all the way up through the Franklin Delano Roosevelt administration, saying that, yeah, there is an invisible hand, and there is a controlled element here that we can't talk about. J. Edgar Hoover said the individual is handicapped by the coming face-to-face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. I wonder if he was talking about the New World Order. Eric, let's take some calls because, again, people have been holding here, and we'll go back to your book as we progress through the program. Lines are open. Open mind, open line Friday. Speaking of numbers, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free anywhere on planet Earth, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to John in Ohio. John, you're on the air. Thanks for calling in.
Just quickly in passing, not what I called for, but I differ only in that I believe the Illuminati and the elite are anti-communist, monopoly capitalist rather than communist. But I didn't really want to talk about that. What I wanted to say is that I think there's the mother of all hit pieces coming up. I was listening to the Power Hour this morning, and I heard it mentioned that Art Bell plans to have on this Popular Mechanics hit piece.
Yeah.
I think he's finally further exposed.
His name is Chertoff as well, coincidentally enough. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I think that he's finally exposed himself even further. I've always felt this way, that he's either an official covert diversion and disinformation agent, or he's an unofficial cynical peddler of the official 9/11 lie, because he has always been a rabid supporter of these neocons, that unprovoked wars of aggression from Vietnam to Afghanistan to Iraq and beyond. And he even boasted that he's got a reptile brain in that regard.
Well, we all have reptile brains,
yeah,
to what extent we use them. Let me just say this, too, because it's also been alleged, and I'm just alleging here, maybe it doesn't mean anything. Maybe it's true and most of you don't care, that Art Bell happens to be the nephew of Warren Buffett. I don't know if any of you have heard that one.
Well, I didn't know that, but I think it goes even deeper. You know, he pretends to be this great muckraker, as long as it has to do with Star Wars, Twilight Zone, otherworldliness, and he has great skepticism about anyone who would challenge that, but he has this pretended childlike faith in believing whoever the government designates as a target for any of these unprovoked PNAC-style wars. You know, all of a sudden your skepticism goes down the drain, and he's expressed in many occasions that he has this kind of bloodthirsty, wants to kill them all.
Well, he wants to nuke the whole Middle East. I've heard him say that, and those are his words, not mine, folks. Eric, do you want to comment on this at all?
No, he's right on. It's off the topic of numerology, but I agree with him 100%. There's a lot of propaganda artists out there. Art Bell is one of them. He's working. He's a show for the New World Order.
He's going to be just kissing the butt of Mr. Chertoff from Popular Mechanics, I guess, here in a couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, anyone who would do that and claim to be some kind of an iconoclast and is going to outdo all of the corporate media that have been doing these desperate hit pieces because of the growing awareness of all the massive evidence that I'm sure Art Bell knows perfectly well. He probably listens to your program. He's a radiophile. He reads the alternate information. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Hey, Art, how you doing? Give us a call sometime, Art, just in case he's listening. Anything else, John?
Well, I just think that people ought to call him on it and call him in on it. And when it comes from people who develop this pretended anti-establishment pose, this is an old CIA tactic.
Yeah.
They use that in the Vietnam War.
Oh, yeah, but if you call in on the weekends, because the rest of the week is okay, coast to coast, as far as I'm concerned, I think George Norrie does a pretty good job. At least he puts people on the air that can talk to the masses. But, yeah, well, when you call in, tell him Jack Blood says hi, if you can get through the call screener, and tell him, yeah, you're going to talk about ghosts. That should get you on. It's okay if you talk about ghosts and chupacabras and UFOs. Everything you say, he'll listen to and he'll jump on board with. The second you bring up the possibility that 9/11 was an inside job and all of these wars are for profit, et cetera, under the New World Order, you'll be shut down faster than you can say, Art Bell. Hey, thanks for the call, John. I appreciate it.
I believe that he will be fine with it, and the truth is, he is developing it.
That's right. Hey, welcome back to the show, folks. Final leg, Deadline Live, coming up this Friday. It is the fourth day again of March 2005. Thanks so much for joining us. Thank you for all of the great radio stations picking up this broadcast and all of the great internet sites that are bootlegging the link. We appreciate it. We need it. And please, folks, get out there and spread the word about this broadcast, this network, and others like it, so that we can get this
information to the people as soon as possible, as quickly as possible, and in as big a file as possible. With us today, Eric Rainbolt, and we were talking about numerology, the occult factions of the New World Order, because you're going to need to do it in your own community. Go ahead, Jimmy, wrap this up for me.
Also a suit was filed this week in court about the makeup of the taxing authority. Like I said, we're going to, you know, throw some wrenches in this whole operation, and this ought to be an inspiration to the freedom lovers around the country and around the world to keep after them. It can make a difference.
Well,
have a great weekend.
Man, thank you, Jimmy, for being out there on the front lines and protecting us from tyranny. I mean, this is just a guy, folks. I know Jimmy very well here in Austin, just like you and I, just a guy on the street, a guy working class stiff, you know, out there taking responsibility amongst himself to fight this tyranny, this new world order. Eric, I'm sure you're familiar with the toll party down here and the toll roads and all the problems we're having here in Texas, so it's good to know that people are out there and doing that. You want to go back to our topic at hand. We're building the case here about this occult new world order. We're getting the picture here that nothing happens by accident, that sure enough, whether there's any terrorist incident, any war, any assassination, there's going to be a calling card from this occult new world order.
Yes, exactly. In preparation for today's show, I called in to Dr. Stanshaw yesterday because he had a guest on, Dr. Kathy Burns is her name, and she wrote a book, Masonic and Occult Symbols, so I was able to ask her a question. I only was on for a minute, and my question was she aware of the numerology that, you know, the Masons and the New World Order is using? And she said, and she rattled off all the numbers, 3, 6, 7, 11, 13, 19, 39, 93, and multiples of them. I said, exactly. I didn't get to ask her if she knew that this was embedded in all our dates of our history, but I hope she eventually hears this broadcast. I'd like to get right into some major examples here that I think will really intrigue your audience.
Take it away.
Okay. You mentioned 11-9 as an example you gave before. That was also 1989, the falling of the Berlin Wall, a huge political event in Germany. It was about that 6:30 p.m. 5 months and 2 days later, Mikhail Gorbachev says, we're only beginning the New World Order. 5 months later, George Bush, the first speech in front of Congress, in a speech entitled For the New World, says, out of these troubled times, we can see a new world order coming into view.
11 years to the day.
Yeah, 9/11, 1990. So exactly 11 years to that day, that morning, the disaster in New York. Amazingly, 911 days later, was 3/11/04, when multiple bombs rip across trains in Madrid, killing 202 people. But amazingly, I found out that Mikhail Gorbachev became the Secretary General on March 11, 1985, the 19th anniversary to that event.
Yeah.
And in fact, George Bush gave another speech the following 2 years later in front of the UN, saying that the American people will pledge their allegiance to the United Nations Charter, and he said that on 2/1/1992. Exactly 11 years from that date, we have STS, the Columbia 107. Making a giant smoke.
Yeah, wow.
Bombed across the 33rd parallel while Dick Cheney was in a field hunting that morning in full view of it. You see the number 7 there, which is one of their numbers. And the Columbia sacrifice really means the sacrifice of the old order.
That's
the
right.
Statue of Liberty is Columbia, the goddess, the pagan goddess, the old religion.
Semiramis, also known as Columbia, who was the dove. So every time you see the dove or hear the dove, I mean, this just goes on and on. In fact, I can add in September 11, 1609, when Henry Hudson discovered Manhattan. September 11, 1941, the Pentagon officially began on that day. Old Glory, our flag, flew for the first time with 13 stars, 13 colonies on September 11, 1777. The world was introduced to terrorism on September 11th, 1972 at, what was that, the Munich Games. Man, I mean, you know, of course, you can also add in here that perhaps it might have something to do with the landmark of the British Mandate was put into effect in Palestine on September 11th, 1922, 22 also being a version of 11. Article 22 incorporated into the Covenant of the League of Nations. Balfour Declaration became a mandate September 11th, 1922 as well. Man, we can just go on and on and on with this.
Just going back to that September 11th at the Munich World Games, 121 or 11 times 11 countries were participating, and during that terrorist event, that first major world terrorist event, 11 Israeli athletes were killed.
Yeah. And let me say this, if you put a numerological significance to George W. Bush, It adds up to 47. 7 plus 4 is 11. George W. Bush, 11. Ronald Wilson Reagan, 666. Just goes on and on. Folks will come back with more of this chatter right after this. 800-259-9231. You still have time to get in today's program. Deadline Live, Jack Blood. Stay tuned.
Out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order, can emerge. A new era.
Back to the show, folks. Jack Blood, Deadline Live this Friday. Open Mind, Open Line Friday, 800-259-9231. Eric Rainbolt is with us. We're discussing his book, Revelation 9-11, which is absolutely free, a free download. I expect you all to go over, take him up on this free download, and you can go to jackblood.com, go to our favorite links page, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and you'll see two downloads there, including the download for the book, Revelation 9-11, which, again, is 100% free. Thanks, Eric, for making that possible. I want to give credit where credit is due because a lot of the information that I've been throwing back at you has come from a very, very good book which has a chapter about numerology, among other things. The book is Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy by our own Austinite, well, kind of Austinite, Mike Hansen. Mike, you did a great job on this book, and this has been very helpful to me. In fact, in this book, Mike makes a good point that the USA skipped sequence numbers on the Apollo moon missions to ensure that it was Apollo 11 that landed on the moon.
Yeah, there's so much numerology around that, and Apollo 13 was the other big Apollo mission.
He also mentions that though 11 is a very unlucky number to Hebrews, I guess unlucky for Americans too these days, that it is a sacred number, actually a good number for Muslims, and it is a number that represents martyrdom. So isn't that interesting that we have these Muslims with their box cutters that took us down on September 11th when 11 is their number of martyrdom? That's, I guess, a coincidence that was manufactured so in a way this would all fit together as a calling card again for the globalists.
Yeah, I think that thinking that Osama did this from a cave is thinking that Santa Claus really exists and brings presents down through our chimney.
People believe that.
It's a myth. It's propaganda.
It is.
Can we go back to the events around 9-11? There's a little bit more linkage to some anniversary dates.
Well, let me do this. Let me sneak in MG and Texas real quick, and then the rest of the show is yours, okay, Eric? So you can prepare for that. I also want you to give us any predictions that you might have in the remaining part of the program, so get ready for that, because I want to know what's going to happen next week, next year, next month. But let's talk to MG and Texas, who's been patiently holding. MG, you're on Deadline Live. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for having me on the show. I want to, first of all, thank both of you for all the information that you impart to the listening audience, and you guys are doing a great job, and thanks for making the book for free.
All right, yeah, really. What's on your mind?
What I want to talk about real quick, I just want to hear your comments about numerology, because I only know a little bit about it. I understand a whole lot about the masonry and all of that, but I've actually had a personal experience of numerology being actually a very helpful science also along with astrology, but the way I hear you talking, it has such a negative connotation. I would like to hear your thoughts on the possible antithesis of that and how it can be used in a positive way.
Okay.
Well, as with anything, I think can be used for good or evil. I think the Illuminati Roundtable here is orchestrating history around this numerology and their calling cards, deck, but that are a signal to others all around the press institutions and anybody reading it and anybody involved in advancing the New World Order, that this event was to help usher in the New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but it is a science. In fact, some people have speculated, or I think put together some pretty good information, that the numbers have this frequency resonance as well as a color resonance, and certainly maybe the technology or the science could be neutral in itself, but I guess really what we're talking today about MG is, you know, just kind of how this is used in more nefarious ways. I'm open to the opinion, I don't use it, and I probably never will, but I'm open to the fact that it can be used for positive means.
Okay, I got it. I appreciate your
Because, again, I'm not here to judge people, especially on Open Mind, Open Line Friday. And if people are using numerology, and though I feel it is somewhat occultish, you know, I wouldn't use it, I really wouldn't condemn people for doing it. What I'm condemning people for doing is leaving it as a calling card. And, again, you know, I think this is proof and evidence, as Eric says, that there is some type of a design and that these events are manufactured.
I absolutely agree with that. I think that, you know, there's a lot of scientists have always said that, and I agree with that, the universe is based on that mass, and it's energy. It's frequency before it's ever anything physical, and there is mass involved in it. And I think that what they've done is they've harnessed that and used it to their advantage and almost kind of thrown it in our faces, very, like you said, right under your nose kind of way.
Yeah, and that's what they've done with all the mystery teachings, which is why they tried to lock these up, why they burned the libraries in Alexandria, why the missionaries, I believe, went all over the world to wipe out the shaman and their oral history. They want to control this, and they're going to use it against us.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should use it against them.
There you go. Fight fire with fire. Thanks, MG, for
Thank
that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
What do you think, Eric? Can we use this against them? I guess we're doing that right now in cracking the code.
We're not using it, but we're exposing it. And that's an entirely different thing, and exposing their nefarious use of it. And how they're actually celebrating all these dates to bring in the New World Order and as anniversaries. For example, if I may continue, 1 year later after 9/11, as Alex Jones points out often, that as the New York lottery ball came up 9/11, the Chicago's S&P futures exchange came up 9/11.
Which the numbers for it to do that were astronomical, a billion to one or more. Hey, we did it. We're telling you we did it. We're laughing about it. And all of our friends are laughing with us. Well, I guess we're not laughing as far as at least this is concerned. A quick break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the program, folks. Stay tuned. Deadline Live. Jack Blood. Well, hopefully we haven't been wasting our breath. Hopefully you will keep that open mind. Some say that if your mind is too open, it'll fall right out of your head, but I have not to agree with that. Well, a big finisher coming up, and Eric Rainbolt's been great enough to join us, of course. If you haven't already heard his book, this is what we've been talking about throughout the entire program today, Revelation 9/11 is for free. A public service. Right now, you can get it and download it for free as an ebook by going to jackblood.com, going to our favorite links section, just scrolling down through all of our favorite links to the very bottom, and you will see the indicator and pop it on download. It only takes a few seconds, and then you'll have it, and I guess you could pass that along to others as well. I also want to put in another quick plug for Mike Hansen's book, which has a lot of great numerology facts in that. Numerology facts, folks. Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy by Mike Hansen. You can go to iuniverse.com and get this great book as well. Well, Eric, any predictions going forward? We're just about out of show here, but can you think of anything that you need to tell us about going forward using your coding method?
Okay, I was almost done reviewing the major examples that will lead up to the one that we were discussing.
You only have a couple of minutes, so, I mean, use your time any way you want, but I think I'd like to hear some predictions if you have any.
Well, that's the major prediction. It looks like that this pandemic that I believe is going to occur, and Bush will call medical martial law and maybe then invoke a draft and put World War III in the full swing will happen. I think it's part of this agenda.
Do we have any dates? I mean, now it's been set into motion, and I agree with you. I'm seeing that all over the place. Do we have any dates when the announcement?
I would watch out for March 24th. That's the 1290th day past 9/11. If something happens then you can be sure that, you know, something amazing is also going to happen on May 8th. But I urge people to read the book to find out what I mean by that and how this all relates. It goes hand in hand with biblical prophecy,
yeah,
about world government forming. It's entirely amazing.
Here's a statement contained in your book by the Bush administration senior advisor, I believe it's Carl Rove, quote, "We're an empire now, and when we act, we create our own reality. And while you're studying that reality, judiciously, as you will, we'll act again, creating other new realities, which you can study too. And that's how things will sort out. We're history's actors, and you, all of you, will be left to study just what we do." Well, that's what we're doing. Eric Rainbolt, fantastic to have you with us. Keep in touch. Keep us posted of any new predictions, and keep and carry on with your work. You're doing a great job.
Great. I hope everybody shares the ebook with all their friends. That's why it's free to give it out to everyone in the world.
That's right. We'll plug it more as we go forward with the program. Well, that's it, folks. Ton of great guests coming up for you next week.